欢迎收听清华音乐人 Mia 的声音世界。我是声动乐团的主唱，也是团长 Mia 谢韵雅。声动乐团已经创团20年了，或许在台湾它的知名度还不到很广很广，但声动有一个很特别的成绩单哦，就是我们的国际展演的成果在台湾应该算是非常少见的。从2004年开始，我们就以独立规划的方式开始试探国际表演的可能性。20年来，我们已经巡演全球20个国家，上百场的演出，而且年年没有间断，这需要很大的承诺跟耐力哦。一直到 COVID-19， 我们才不得不暂时有一个休息。从2023年，我们又快速的衔接国际巡演的步调，一直到今年2024，我们一样已经规划了美国的巡回演出。一开始的动机我觉得很自然，因为我和 Scott 在纽约认识，我们都有在国际上创作展演的经验。当然我们有一个很重要的助力是 Scott， 他本身是美国人，他的国际能力、语言能力。不过所有新的事业起初都是非常艰难的。我深深记得第一次出国去演出到美国交流，那时候我们只能睡朋友家的客厅，因为没有经费，那去的演出场合也比较小规模，所以他们也没有负担我们 hotel 的费用啊。那时候很客难啊，我们几个人就窝在人家的客厅啊、小房间啊，有时候甚至一家人不够，我们要分两家，好，这边住两位，那边住两位啊。那我还记得在一个晚上我们联系没有联络好，那团员呢就变成没有足够的房间，就我们这几个人全部都睡在客厅。我记得我那时候听着这几个大男生躺在地板上马上就打呼呼呼大睡哦，我完全睡不着，我就有一个脑袋就是我在干嘛，我为什么在这里，然后看着这个行李箱散落各地，我在想说天哪，这是什么。通常我们记忆最鲜明的是那种最艰苦的时候，所以在早期声动出国的那几年我记忆特别清楚。我们就这样子每年一直持续努力，那当然经验会一直累积，我们的待遇也越来越好，那艺术节的机会也越来越多。这个最高峰是在2014年哦，我们那一年声动乐团出国3趟，我们到北美洲，就有美国、加拿大嘛，然后还到欧洲好几个国家的艺术节，纽西兰、澳洲，这是3趟。总共我们去了8个国家，13个大型的艺术节。哇，那年真的是我们国际巡演的最高峰。我想我们在当时的台湾的这个音乐艺术生态里面，应该算是比较早期乐团往国际上跨步的。我记得那时候都还不多出国的乐团的补助计划，我们算是 pioneer， 就是走在很前面的人。台湾的艺术家那时候并没有太多往国际的想法，那政府的资源也都还没有到位。我们甚至主动的去跟公部门说我要跟你分享国外有这些资源，但是他们听不太懂，跟今天相较起来真的是差太多了。20年后的今天，政府已经有好多的资源在帮助 artists 去国外拓展国际舞台，把台湾的创作带到世界上，让世界的观众听到台湾的声音。很多人好奇，你们这么小的一个团体，也没有什么大资源，怎么能够做这么多的国际的艺术节啊这些制作呢？一来，我和 Scott 两个人真的身兼数职，那 很多事情我们都是自己打点，自己联系，自己翻译、包括出国很多团体哦，台湾团体我知道的拿到政府的补助出国都带了好多人马，行政啊，技术啦、可是我们都尽量精简，我们真的是把最小的资源发挥到最大的效益，不管在人力上、财力上、物力上。也因为我们样样都是自己打点，而且是从基础最基本盘的每一个操作都要学习，都是自己来，我们在各个环节的专业度和细腻度都是到位的。早期出国的团队大多是政府安排的，或甚至是出国为了所谓台湾的侨胞的，这种情况呢，团队处理的事情是比较单纯，那这也是个好处，不过学习的东西也比较少，所以在临场的反应啦、跟外国人交流、宣传、行销的部分就会比较有局限。因为在国外演出不只是在舞台上作为一个表演者而已，我们其实出去都是一个文化外交，我自己很清楚这样的责任，所以我也会对团员有要求，希望大家都能够一起把台湾的形象、台湾的文化外交做好。尤其是有一些艺术节，我们能够幸运的邀请台湾驻外单位或代表处的人上台致辞的时候，心里都会觉得无比的开心感动。就像2023年我们到立陶宛交流演出，这是台湾在欧洲第一个以台湾之名而建立的代表处，波罗的海三国对台湾是非常友善和支持的，所以当时的心情是很不一样，尤其看到我们的大使在台上演出前致辞的时候，我们真的觉得好荣耀，这场演出一定要做好。当然事实上我们也做得非常成功。在国外交流演出，除了大型的艺术节或是艺术剧场，我们也会到校园，像美国很多时候是去校园演出，而校方会安排延伸的艺术教育机会，他们叫做 outreach、这又是另外一种的、文化外交，我们会有机会到甚至小学啦、中学啦、大学、社区大学，跟他们介绍台湾，介绍我们的原创音乐、台湾传统乐器的声音，那这是另一种我们可以跟在地观众有更近距离交流文化特色的一个很好的国际行销机会。这时候你会发现语言能力真的很重要，当然开展国际展演、国际舞台机会，除了自己很努力很认真有好的作品之外，还有其他的很多的技巧，这部分呢也不是我擅长的。我要邀请声动乐团国际展演最重要的助力，就是 Scott 来跟我们分享一下他如何把台湾的声动乐团行销到国际舞台。Hi Scott, welcome to join the talk with me.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
Scott 除了是创作者、表演者，还兼了国际行销的角色。Let's talk about your role in international promotion.
Something that's really exciting for me, being based in Taiwan, but being an American, is that I can reach outto the US and also Europe to try and get shows for a moving sound. So I am the international coordinator and I really enjoy it. I feel very excited and proud to take our performance abroad.
我们都知道要进军国际舞台是不容易的。我想现在听到我们这段对话的人，或许也有音乐人，也有表演团体想要开展国际舞台。所以我想请 Scott 分享一下他在操作这些国际行销的一开始，他是怎么一步一步的扩展，有哪一些诀窍，如何克服一些困难，或许这些经验对于正要开展国际表演的艺术家团队会有一些帮助。
Sure. Yeah, to be honest, it's not easy to present a Taiwanese group.I found that out because people like, okay, if you're presenting a group from Africa or India or South America, audiences or the buyers, the programmers, already have a little feeling like, okay, African music has drums and rhythms. But when you say, we have a group from Taiwan, they have no idea really what the music is going to sound like. So you have to do a little bit of extra work to describe the music or get people to listen to it. And of course, not all music from Taiwan sounds the same, especially in our contemporary music. You know, some people are doing more fusion or have crossing over to pop elements for a moving sound. We're writing original material using traditional instruments, but we also are quite theatrical. So basically, I had to find people and get them to listen to the music and check out the videos.
Scott 第一个提到的就是一个很现实的问题，台湾在国际上的辨识度，除了大家有没有听过台湾这个国家，再来就是台湾被国际所认识的文化特色和风格是什么？例如听到了非洲，听到印度，好，听到拉丁美洲，我们都会有一个比较快能够在脑海中浮现的音乐的声音文化的画面。这也是我开始做国际交流后觉得一个很大的礼物。我必须要回来探看我的文化认知，我的国家认同是什么。我希望世界上怎么看到我来自台湾所呈现出来的艺术风格和内涵。我很幸运有一个外国人的角度 Scott 的角度来帮助我检视我这样的内容这样的说明是不是外国人看得懂听得懂我们希望能够真正的跟世界接轨当然我们说台湾这还是一个包含了非常多元的文化风格艺术呈现余晖像声动乐团就比较有一些戏剧性我们用的元素比较跨界这些都要靠你的影音材料去让国外策展人可以有想象的画面
The first break that we had when I invited the editor of Global Rhythm Magazine to come and see one of our shows at the New York Public Theater when we were touring there and his name is Tom PryerHowever, don't try and reach out to him because that magazine doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, great. You tell us.
Sorry about that. I'm telling you about the process, but basically you invite people, and that's what I did. Invite important people to come to your shows and write about you. That was what I did. So this guy, the editor of this magazine, came to our first show and he really liked it. He wrote a great review. The review, do you remember? We still use his words.He said we were one of the most creative groups in world music that he had seen. We use that quote still today. So yeah, I got lucky. He came to the show. He wrote it. And then I had a quote. And then you build. You build on that. And you say, okay, we did the show. And I got this review. This is what people said about it. And then when you reach out in the next show, you're not totally new.
声动在推国际行销的过程中有几个比较开展性的突破点第一个就是我们邀请了 Tom Pryor 他是艺评家乐评人来到我们纽约演出的现场他很喜欢这场演出而且写了一段很好的乐评这个乐评就帮助了我们未来在行销自己的时候因为是透过一位有知名度有信任度的评论家来诉说来帮你诉说所以如果你只是在一个场合演出看到的观众就这些人演出结束也没有其他的人知道了但透过评论家你可以让宣传力更扩大
Another important thing that you do when you get a good show is you make a really good video. And that means you get good video, maybe 2 or 3 cameras if you can, and you get good sound. The sound has to come from the soundboard. It's important to have a good video and good sound. And then when you have something like that, it's really valuable for presenting in the future.
我们都知道有一个好的宣传片很重要但是 Scott 刚刚提到的是现场录影最好有多机那声音最好是从音控室直接混音出来所以我好奇想要知道说 这些邀演单位策展人想看的影片是 live 演出的影片吗？
Yes, you must have, they want to see what you're going to do. So it's important to have a good video of a live performance. They want to see exactly what you're going to be performing.
是的，这个很重要。我们平常呢，宣传片可以尽量去花俏啦，大家加了很多特效转场。但是给策展人的影片，他们要看的是你的能力，你现场真正能够执行的表演。所以这个是需要是 live， 没有加特效，没有加效果的影片。那我想问 Scott， 如果我还不是很有知名度的团体，我怎么被看见呢？因为这些策展人，知名的策展人，他们并不会来我的小小的音乐会来看我。
Well, another wonderful thing, if you can get it, is a showcase. There are different kinds of showcases. And one thing that really helped our career is we went to something called WOMEX, which is a big world music conference. It's always held in Europe.And I think 15 years ago we went, and it was held in Spain. So during the day, all the music business people and the programmers are having workshops and meetings with each other. And at night, there's concerts. So it's the ideal opportunity to be seen by everybody. A moving sound is world music. So it was a world music conference. There are other conferences too. You know, you probably have heard of South by Southwest. It's more of a pop indie music conference.It's great if you can get into a conference and do a showcase.
生动的第二个国际发展重要阶段就是2006年的时候，我们去参加 WOMEX, W-O-M-E-X。这是欧洲最大型也是最悠久的世界音乐策展博览会，每两年会在欧洲的某一个城市轮流的举办。那一年我们去的时候是在西班牙塞尔维亚，那非常非常大的一个活动，为期好像3天4天，白天是论坛演讲，晚上就是 showcase 表演。我那时候印象特别深刻，就是 Scott 他很坚持我们每天都要到会场去，其他的团员他们根本就是去当观光客哦，因为那是一个非常美丽的城镇。然而我和 Scott 我们每天准时就到会场报到。现场你会看到不同的策展人或是邀演单位，他们都有他们的 booth， 就是摊位。那你看到就是好多人排队，这些排队的都是 artist， 他拿着他的 CD 啦传单在等着跟策展人推销自己，那个画面还真的是蛮刺激的。我问 Scott 说你会不会紧张，他说会，因为你一个人 artist 大概就只有几分钟，也就是说你讲的不精彩好像就换下一个所以你要在很短的时间内让策展人对你有印象。另一个画面也是让我忘不了的， Scott 他会等在会议的门口哦，就是我们是没有进去参加会议，因为其实这一个每一个项目都要钱，就是你今天去参加会议也要入场费，然后参加某一些项目就有其他的费用。我们等在门口，然后手上就拿着我们的传单名片，会议的门一打开，这些重要的人物一走出来， Scott 就马上递名片。其实啊，我都是有一点点偷偷的站在比较远的地方，我会害羞耶，我发现我会有一点点好像不知道如何自处，不敢去宣传自己。我那时候真的超佩服 Scott， 难道你都不会害怕吗？你这个勇气是从哪里来的？我当时真的是很害羞，我真的不太敢接近。Scott, that you are standing in line, and you feel, you know, you are not feeling shy and scared?
Well, it's more kind of like, this is the big chance. I feel more scared that people won't find out about us. So that's why I get my energy, is I just really believe in what we do, and I want a chance. I want people to know what we do, and I know we have something really good, so I don't feel scared. I feel grateful for the chance and I want people to know about us.
这真的是生存的斗志耶。他说他不害怕去递名片，但他更害怕的是没有人知道我，没有人发现我的才华，我们这么好的音乐。
We not only talked to people and gave out our name cards during the day, but at night we had a performance. And that was attended by a lot of programmers from Europe and North America, Australia, all over the world. And really, it helped us a lot. We got shows from that and were performing from connections we made for years later. And sometimes I would reach out to people and they say, yes, I saw you. I saw you perform at WOMEX. So it helped our career a lot.
这次参与 WOMEX, 我们不只是来参加论坛来观摩，我们还有在舞台上做 showcase。哦，这个是非常重要的。尤其我有说 WOMEX 是世界最大的这种世界音乐策展会议，那它不只是欧洲人，还有美国啦、纽澳的世界各地的策展人都会来这里，所以它是一个很大的 marketing promotion。因为这一次的 showcase 我们被很多人看到，包括后续好多年我们的案子，有一些专案都是从这一次的连结而持续发展的。在后来 Scott 联络他们的时候，他们就会记得说，哎，我曾经在 WOMEX 看过你呀、yeah, 他实际上为我们创造了很多的效益，包括去多伦多的 Harbourfront Center 演出，还有美国 Kennedy Center, 底特律很美的一个 Arts Museum。 我也要补充说明一下，当然这个是世界音乐节的策展会议，还有其他主题，因为台湾可能有一些是印地乐团啦，各种风格的乐团它都有不同的 conference, 你可以选择去参加他们的 showcase。讲到这里我有一个小好奇哦，因为这全球的 market 是很大的，刚刚提到欧洲这些策展艺术节，那在其他国家，美国啦、纽澳啦，是一样的吗？
I found out from experience that it's quite different. In Europe, there are a lot of festivals. Europe has a tradition of music festivals, so yeah, we played in a lot of different music festivals. But in America,there's less world music festivals and just generally less festivals, but there are a lot of opportunities at universities. It's kind of interesting how it works because America is so big that a university will often turn into like a little town of itself. It has a campus and then the campus will have a performing arts center. And then because it's a university, they have a budget.They want to have performances at the university in their art center. So in the US, we do a lot of performing in universities.
欧洲大多是以艺术节为主轴，但是美国实在太大了，它的疆土很大，所以美国比较是一个州，一个区域城市哦，它以学校，尤其是大学哈为主轴，大学有教育资源，有资金，所以以大学来发展成整个城镇城市的 art center 的概念。接下来的十年，我们的确有很多的机会到世界各国去演出，包括我之前说2014年我们到了八个国家去巡演。但 Scott 就是自己身兼 agent 的这个角色，所以其实是非常的累，非常的辛苦，我们也渐渐觉得有一点点疲累疲乏，好像这时候我们需要再一个新的机会。
Yes, what Mia said is right. It takes a lot of energy. I stayed up many late nights because, you know, Taiwan is like 12 or 13 hours aheadSo a lot of times I'd be up at 3 in the morning because it'd be 3 in the afternoon in the U.S. So I was the booking agent for Moving Sound for a long time. But it's true, it was getting pretty difficult and I had kind of looking for some new opportunity. So like WOMEX has one big conference for world music. The U.S. has different areas. The country is cut into 3 or 4 parts. Each area has an arts organization.When they have a conference, they will do the same thing as WOMEX. They will have talks and meetings during the day and a showcase at night. So in 2017, I applied for some showcases. Actually, we did 2 showcases. It's not easy to get selected. One of them is called Arts Midwest. they said they had 300 applications and they only picked 15 for showcase. So we got picked. And the Arts Midwest is kind of like in the Midwest of the US. Another showcase we did in that same year was Western Arts Alliance. That's the West Coast. So we did two showcases that year. Again, it gave us new life because we were seen by a lot of presenters. And another very important thing is we finally got a booking agent. A booking agent is kind of like the diamond of the music career. It's very difficult to get booking agents because the only reason you will get a booking agent is if they believe they can make money marketing your program. And every artist would love to have a booking agent reaching out for them. So the good thing about this year is I had been talking with an agent in New York for many years trying to say, please take us on, help us. He said, I like you, but I need to see you. And so when we were selected for this showcase, she saw us. And I always remember after the show, she sent a text message and said, your show was fantastic. From that point on, in 2017, we started working with an agent, and it was a big relief because my hardworking days got really reduced. I got a break.
And our relationship get better. 是没错 ，Scott 在台湾要联络国外的这些策展单位，有一个很重要的事情是时差。他因此呢真的是日夜颠倒了，因为你知道常常美国跟这边是相反的，12个小时或13个小时的时差，所以长久下来真的身体身心的负担都蛮大的。我们都知道每一个人都希望有 agent， 谁不想要有人帮你安排这一些表演的行程找机会，但是要找到一个 agent 真的是很不容易啊。即使你已经愿意付对方抽成的费用，但是他要评估你是不是值得他花这些精神，因为他一年就只能做这么几个团体，所以好的 agent 他非常的严格挑选他要合作的艺术家。就在我们感觉到有瓶颈困境的时候， Scott 这一年刚好去申请两个美国的策展会议，就像我们之前提到的 WOMAX， 这个是美国的，他们也有表演艺术的年会。非常幸运的是我们入选了他们的 showcase， 这两个年会分别是美国中部和中西部，他们一样会有论坛有讲座，然后晚上是 showcase。 我刚刚说入选，这个跟你自己付费去展演是不一样的，付费展演的它会是发生在各个地点，所以有可能同一时间有不同的团体都在上演，那这些策展人他会选，他不可能每一个都看得到，所以他会选择哪一个时段去看谁，那这个几率就是 by chance。 那我们入选的就比较是他们的 spotlight showcase， 就是比较是光点的这种聚焦的评审团的 showcase，所以会是在一个固定的舞台，那每一个团体，我们那时候去呢，一个团就只能表演15分钟，上下场非常的快，这个入选是很竞争的。其中一个我记得是300多个申请人，我们获选，然后他只有选了15个团，所以是非常竞争，大家都希望有机会被看到。然而我们不只是在 showcase 上有机会接触到其他单位的策展人，最重要的是有一位非常资深的纽约经纪人，他终于在这个策展会上看到了我们的现场演出，因此我们开始有了跟经纪人合作的正式关系。这当然大大的减轻了 Scott 的负担，而且由经纪人去呈现 present 的机会呢，它都是更高档的演出场地跟待遇。不过毕竟我们是艺术创造型的团体，它不像娱乐啦主流的这些艺人可以 tour 很多场赚了很多钱，我们其实还是有很大的成本的 cost， 包括每一次去美国签证费啊，工作签就要十几万，所以我们真的还是很感谢很幸运 多次我们有台湾文化部的机票的补助，这对艺文团体要出国交流真的是一个很大的注意哦。真的是谢谢台湾政府对艺术团体的国际交流的支持。哇哦，我们一口气把过去声动乐团20年来的国际展演如何拓展机会的资历，用最精简的方式跟各位听众分享。现在我们的脑筋稍微从 business 的主题休息一下，我来播放一首声动的歌曲。这首歌呢很有趣，它非常的草根，歌名叫做《蔡奇亚》。蔡奇亚是我米娅从小最熟悉的生活场景。小时候我常陪着妈妈一起在市场卖东西。当 Scott 他希望创作一首很有台湾草根活力的音乐时，我非常快的就回应，那就是蔡奇亚。更妙的是，这一首我们用台语演唱的歌曲在国际舞台巡演的时候非常受欢迎，音乐中呈现活泼的人群的互动，菜市场叫卖的声响，就像台湾非常温暖的人情味，不同文化不同语言的听众都可以融合其中一起庆祝。
咪咪就天光，山下款款镜头大，山路弯弯车隆隆，唔茫惊你心里好。
生动的音乐有很艺术性的，有很灵性的，也有像这样子很接地气的草根文化的主题。我们希望展现的就是这样子多元丰富很自然的生命活力。诗人郑愁予在观赏了我们的音乐会之后写了一段回想，正贴切地呼应了这样本土又国际观的融合。从乡土到殿堂，从歌剧院到市场，而又唱出绝对的国际感性。我心仪游动的艺人啊，你们把全球的掌声带回来了。 OK Scott， 我们要进入第二段的主题对话，来聊一聊这么多年来我们去过的艺术节有没有什么印象最深刻的。
OK， the most impressive experience.One very exciting festival we went to was called the Palio Festival. It's in Switzerland on the border with France. And it was a huge festival. I believe there were 12 stages there. It was a huge festival. And the scale was really high. So we were on the world music stage, which wasn't the biggest stage. It was nice. It was, a 3-day festival. We had our performance.And then after our performance, an hour later on the big stage, was Sting. Of course, he had his own dressing room and trailers, and, But the whole scale was so nice. They had a wonderful resting rooms and a huge buffet where all the artists from the festivals came and ate. It was a nice feeling. We were really treated like VIPs. And yeah, it was a nice condition.
这个位于瑞士的艺术节有十多个舞台，所以你会看到有名的一些主流的音乐人，也会看到比较另类的摇滚啦，或是像来自世界各地比较文化性的音乐表演。其实我对这个 Paléo 艺术节印象非常深刻的是，在现场的许多的 volunteer 就是志工，你知道他们甚至有三代同堂，因为这个艺术节已经有几十年了，从爷爷到下一代到孙子辈的，他们一起把这件事情当成是自己在地一件非常重要的文化盛事。这天很多有工作的人甚至是请假过来，他们把这件事情当成一个非常具有荣耀的大事。这样的态度来办艺术活动的意义又更深刻，也让我们参与者觉得非常感动。
Another important experience for our career and really fun was when we were invited to perform at WOMAD Festival in England. WOMAD is, it's an acronym, means initials, World of Music and Dance, WOMAD. This festival was organized by Peter Gabriel. You might not know who he is, he's a famous drummer. He also has a world music record company called Real World Music.So it's a fantastic festival all about world music. They have many stages, and BBC Radio has one stage, and they invited us. It tends to be the kind of more artistic and theatrical music, and so we performed on BBC Radio 3 stage. Actually, that's the place where we made a fantastic video. BBC Radio was recording, so we got the BBC Radio sound, and then we got our own cameraman.And we made a video there that is really, we still use. It was just a very high-level festival. A lot of newspapers and writers came and wrote about our show, and we got so many great reviews. One of them, a newspaper called the London Financial Times, which is very high credit. They said that we were one of the top shows in the whole WOMAD festival.
WOMAD.这个艺术节，台湾的听众可能就比较有一点熟悉度哦。它这个缩写就是 World of Music and Dance， 所以最早它其实不只是有世界音乐，还有舞蹈演出。那大家比较不知道的是，这个音乐节的创办人是 Peter Gabriel， 他是一位非常知名的打击乐家、鼓手，在流行跟摇滚音乐这个领域。他算是最早把 world music 这样的词带进音乐市场来，他甚至自己创了一个世界音乐的唱片公司品牌，叫做 Real World。所以你可以想象，在伦敦的这个 WOMAD 音乐节，它是非常的有代表性、非常有口碑、很悠久的一个艺术节。而发展到现在，他在澳洲、在中国都有合作这样 WOMAD 品牌的艺术节。我们当时参与在伦敦的艺术节现场一样有好多不同的 stage， 其中有一个是 BBC 的舞台，也就是这个舞台邀请声动乐团去演出。当然在整个艺术节的场合里面， BBC 的舞台虽然不是最大的，可是却是最有艺术口碑的。那时候声动乐团的演出还被英国的 Financial Times Magazine 票选为当日舞台前三名最佳表演团体。对我来说，参加这样大型又有口碑的艺术节的最大的好处是，我们可以现场看到这些来自世界各地非常优秀的表演团队，感受他们在国际舞台上的魅力，他们的互动，这都是我们可以观摩学习的。
Another experience that will always stand out in my mind is earlier in our career, we went to a festival in Mexico called Olincan. It was so magical and amazing. We just loved all the music that was selected for this festival. It tended to be very artistic and gentle and kind of magical. So we loved the music.And also, we just love the audience, the people, the Mexican audience is fantastic. We've been back to Mexico a couple times, and we always have the experience where the Mexican audience is so loving and warm and generous.
墨西哥的确也是我表演生涯里面印象最最最深刻的一个地方。除了刚刚 Scott 讲的 All Income Festival, 这个艺术节现在已经没有了。在十多年前，有很多的世界音乐节，他们选的音乐团体都非常的棒，很多都是 acoustic 的传统乐器新创的乐曲。但后来这几年的趋势很不一样，比较多年轻的市场都是电音为主的世界音乐。我还记得这个艺术节接待我们的是一位马戏表演者，他是做空中绸吊表演的，我们相处得非常的愉快，所以邀请他，嘿，要不要加入声动乐团的演出？于是那个晚上，声动乐团跟这一位在地接待人的马戏就融合成了一个非常非常棒的演出。过了几年，我们有机会重返墨西哥，这次参加的是整个拉丁语系最大的艺术节，叫 Sabatino Festival。地点是一个世界遗产的城镇，叫做 Guanajuato。 我常常跟 Scott 笑说，这真是一个天堂和地狱同时并存的体验，因为小偷跑入我们的房间，偷了我将近台币十万元的现金。那时候又气愤又无奈，因为墨西哥是不太有可能会找得到小偷。那同时间，我们在演出的过程中却又感受到民众超级热烈的回响，观众在我演出完走下台的时候会上来给我一个拥抱，然后拔下他们的耳环，他们的项链，虽然不是很值钱的东西，可是他们就拿来送给我，一直叫我 Mia Mia Thank you I love you 啊，这是我非常难忘的墨西哥观众那种质朴真诚的连结。我觉得他们完全懂声动乐团的音乐里面的灵魂深处。
When I think about a really cool site-specific festival, that would be the Colors of Ostrava. Ostrava is an industrial city in Czechoslovakia. And so there was this huge factory. They're producing steel. It was like unbelievably huge place with all kinds of buildings that they shut it down. But then they converted part of it into do the festival. So it was like a science fiction. It was so strange. For example, one theater had been a really big container to hold oil. And they put a theater inside this container. You can't even believe how big it is. It had stored oil. They put a 2,000 seat theater inside this old container. And then all the transporting machines. And so it was very urban. A little bit like in Taiwan, like the sugarcane factory. And the tobacco places where they turned these industrial places into art centers. That's what they did with this place, but it was like 100 sugarcane factories all put together. It was really wild and fun.
东欧我们也去过好几个地方演出。Ostrava 艺术节是在捷克。那 Ostrava 本身就是一个城市的名字。我们刚走进去这个艺术节的场地就非常的惊讶，好像是走入了一个超大型的工厂矿区，加上一些装置艺术，真的有点像外星人的一种场域。这个城市本来就是工业大城，整个场地非常的大，每一区都有不同的主题和舞台。主办单位刻意保留它原始的样貌，就是工厂啊，厂区很大型的器械。最令人讶异的是，有一个地方哦，它是一个大的油槽，他们把它变成了一个可以容纳上千人的一个剧场。坐在里面看表演真的很有趣，因为整个是圆形的。哇、wow, 那一次的体验很特别，就是对于整个艺术节的环境，类似台湾把糖厂烟厂变成是艺术文化园区这样的概念，只是这个场地大概要大了十倍以上。 Ostrava 艺术节策展人去年也受邀来台湾，相信未来会有更多跟台湾表演团体合作的机会。这二十年来参与的艺术节的故事真的是说不完啊，还有很多很多有趣的经验。例如曾经在日内瓦有一场演出是早上六点钟迎接太阳升起， 那一晚我们在半夜冷风中彩排，根本就几乎是没有睡觉，这也是好特别的记忆。然后相对的有一场在意大利是晚上11点才表演，因为夏天嘛，意大利人都在海边悠游自在，我们真的是等到快要睡着了还没有上演，而且你知道晚餐是在演出之后12点多才吃我们的晚餐。这些旅行过的城市、表演过的艺术节，还有观众的回响，那些独特的气味、氛围，都是我们非常难忘的记忆。 OK， 我们聊了很多声动乐团的过去，最后我们来聊一聊声动乐团今年的国际新发展吧。首先我要跟大家报告一个好消息，先前提到了声动乐团参加美国中西部的策展甄选，我们今年就获得了一个非常大的邀请，也就是 World Fest 的国际团队。这是美国政府的一个大计划，为期1年半，即将到美国巡演3趟，每一趟是3个礼拜，我们会做超过30场的活动。这1年半下来呢，会有将近应该说超过100场的示范讲座、演讲、工作坊和音乐会。哇哦，非常令人兴奋，因为我们即将有机会跟美国的在地的民众介绍台湾以及台湾所创作出来的乐声。另一个令人兴奋的计划是专辑录制，而且这一次呢，我们是跟纽约知名的当代弦乐四重奏乐团 Etho 一起共创，这等于是我们声动的东方世界音乐跟西方呢当代的古典音乐相遇。这次的创作出来的语汇，我自己也觉得很特殊很新鲜。那专辑在去年呢已经在纽约工作室录制完成，今年会由国际唱片公司 ARC 做全球的发行，8月就会出炉。Scott 来跟我们介绍一下这个崭新的计划吧。
Well, yeah, this a new project is kind of like a turning point for us. I mean, I'm so grateful that after 20 years, we still have new creative energy and new inspiration. About 2 years ago, actually, it's an idea I always wanted to try, but I'd never had the faith that it's possible. We work with a record company called ARC Music in England.Our record company suggested an idea, which was, how about working with classical music, with strings? And I was very happy about that. I always wanted to do it. And so I've been working on this project now for 2 years. And we started a collaboration with a famous string quartet. They live in New York City. The name of the group is Ethel, E-T-H-E-L.We recorded an album with Ethel in New York in April 2023, and it went so well. We worked at a really exciting high-level studio in New York, and now we're working with a record company. We're going to be doing the release in August 2024, so we're getting ready for that, and we're also going to be touring in 2024.Yeah, it's a new evolution in the music of a moving sound, and we're very excited about it.
It's quite amazing, right? We are still here, still performing, still touring internationally after 20 years.
Yeah, I feel very grateful. I mean, Mia and I have a lot of ideas, and I think we're a pretty good team. I'm grateful. Also grateful to be in Taiwan, where we've gotten a lot of support.
加油!
加油! Wish us luck.
Thank you, Scott. It's really a wonderful experience to review our history and share with people.
Yeah, I'm grateful. It's an honor. I'm so glad to be doing it and sharing it.
一个团体可以持续20年，还继续活跃在国际舞台上，这真的有很多的幸运和感谢。谢谢很多人的支持，我们会继续加油。Scott, 谢谢你。Thank you for being here and sharing all the stories with us.
You're welcome. I hope to see you in one of our concerts.